Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Giannis Antetokounmpo believes the 2020 championship will be even harder for a team to win than a typical one due to the pandemic. Yesterday, he was asked if the eventual champion will have an asterisk. And he responded, quote, "I hear a lot of people saying it could have a star next to it. It's going to be the toughest championship you could ever win." I hear him. Shannon, do you agree here?
I do, because I don't believe the team will ever won a championship under more difficult circumstances. Skip, you fight all these games. You play 82 games, and you try to do everything you possibly can to get home court advantage. You want the first game on your home court, whether it's the first round or the NBA championship. And if it was to go, were to go seven games, you want that final game on your home court. And all of a sudden, there is no home court advantage. Skip, it's difficult because the thing is that when these guys travel, Skip, they like to do things. They like to go out and meet other friends. You know, they got friends in these cities. They like to go out, maybe have a cocktail or something and go just do things. Now, all of a sudden, Skip, there is no going out. There is no meeting up with friends. Once you're in, you're in. And I don't understand they call it a bubble, but it's kind of like prison, Skip, because, you know, in prison, you don't get to go off. You don't get to go out to campus either. So I know they have more amenities. You got a DJ, you got barbers, you got chefs, and you got the table, you got pools. Skip, you got all this stuff. You can go golfing and you can go trail riding. Skip, you got a lot of stuff you can do, but you just can't leave. Let that sink in for just a second, Skip. You got all these things, and a lot of these guys got these things in their own home anyway, Skip. But you know what, Skip Bayless? You got pots and pans. Jenny got pots and pans, but you go eat out. Yeah, the privilege is to just to know I can leave when I want to, but you can't. And you got to stay focused. It's a grind, Skip, to know it's basically a, what it says, a marathon. No, it ain't a marathon anymore, because now the marathon is down to the last mile. And you got Kipchoge chasing you. Well, actually, we're Kipchoge. That's us. We're the runner, and you're chasing us. But you're right, yeah, Giannis. Your championship won't have an asterisk by it because you're not going to win. That's why it won't have an asterisk by it. You know who's going to have the championship? Us. We. Lakers. Laker Nation. And it won't have a championship by it. But it's going to be very difficult, Skip, because no one has ever had to win a championship under these circumstances. Think about all the people that, you know, Avery Bradley is opted out. We don't know what Dwight Howard, because he has this very similar situation. He might opt out.
Lou Williams. Still haven't heard.
So, Skip, there's a lot going on, Skip. We've never seen anything like this before. We've had strike-shortened seasons, but nothing like this. I agree with Giannis. This is going to be the most difficult championship to win, and it should not have an asterisk by it. But since he's not going to win it, he shouldn't worry about that.
Oh, whoa, are these poor NBA players. My heart bleeds for these poor NBA players. I can't believe what they're about to be pushed through to this grinder that they're about to be. It's going to be excruciating. They are basically going to be put in prison for like 3 months.
It is.
Stop it. Just stop it?
Can't go nowhere.
I will give you this. The COVID threat is obviously real and obviously rising. I will give you that much. But obviously, the NBA will do everything in its huge and broad power to make it as safe as possible for these players.
Right.
So even though the threat is hanging over everybody,
especially,
and there'll be different levels of paranoia for different players, that's a given for all of us out in society right now. That's just the way life is, not just in America, but basically everywhere.
And think about it, Skip. The virus popped back up. Why? Because people couldn't stay their butt home. So you imagine guys making $30, $40 million that used to having access and being able to go whenever they want.
Now let me get to my point. The truth is, this will be by far the easiest championship ever there was to win, because I want you to think about what's about to happen.
What?
These players do not have to travel to a single game. There is no air travel. There are no coast-to-coast flights. There are no time zone changes. You get to stay. It's not your own bed, but it'll feel like your own bed after about 3 months, because you'll have everything set up in your own room. You're not exactly in solitary prison confinement. You're in the Walt Disney bubble in Orlando. You have gone to Disney World heaven. You've got the Disney staff who's as sharp and as smart and as on top of things as any staff in this country.
I want to leave.
Okay? Yeah, but they are going to wait on you 24 hours a day, hand and foot. Whatever your heart desires, you got it from this staff. There, it's 24-hour room service. And by the way, the bars are open. The restaurants are open within the bubble.
But I ain't going in the bars.
Okay. Why not?
Because.
Well, you can go. You're fine. You're cleared. You got tested. You're clear.
I like to drink alone.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You just stay in your room anyway. All I don't know what you're complaining about. So the point is, you do get to play golf if you choose. You can go fishing. They got lots of great bass ponds right there on the property. You can go fishing if you want to. You can play ping pong tournaments if you want to. And you can play every video game ever known to man. They probably have Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man somewhere. They got video games everywhere, and every guy's going to take like 17 video games to his room to play. Am I right about that?
Probably.
Okay, so for all these players, it's going to be like you're going to go back to the good old days of AAU basketball. When they were in AAU on travel teams, what would happen? They'd go to tournaments and be gone for a week. Yeah. What would they do? They would focus solely on playing basketball and hanging out, because that's all there is to do,
But then you have to understand, you're dealing with somewhere between 13, I mean, I guess let's just say from 10-year-olds all the way to 17, 18-year-olds. And then you'd have chaperones. Skip, these guys are used to having access and going wherever they want, whenever they want.
Okay, but think about the trade-off. Every game is going to require a 10-minute bus ride or whatever it is to the arena. 10 minutes. That's all you got. And when you're finished, you got 10 minutes back to your hotel, and you're done. You don't have to run and catch a flight. You don't have to get in at 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
You don't have to change time zones. It's simple. All you do, there are no distractions. I know a lot of family members will not be there, but it could be a good thing for you to clear your head and have no external distractions. This is all basketball all the time. Guys who live for the game of basketball, guys who live for the playoff run, will be in basketball heaven. You couldn't ask for anything
more. I live for both. I live to play basketball and to be free. Skip, now you remember when we came back from the Super Bowl, we were very fortunate. We got an opportunity. They took care of us, put us on old big old honker, me, you, and Jenny. We came back. I had me a bed. I laid that kid. So when you do charter, Skip, they leave when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about they're rushing. This is not running through the airport, got to go through TSA security, or you got clear a global a passage. You don't have to do that. Okay. You just what? You get on the bus, they drive you through, and you walk right up the steps. So it wasn't a inconvenience about that, Skip. It's the inability to be able to do what I want when I want to. I want to have my car. Man, I just bought, you see James Harden got a new Lambo, Burt. He can't drive that. Bron just got that new whip. It ain't even out there. He only got one of them. He can't drive that.
You can get your car in the bubble.
No, you can't.
Can drive it all over the property.
No.
You can do laps around the bass pond if you want to.
I want to go outside the bubble.
Okay.
I want to be.
No. Now, let me close my case with the biggest point of all. These players all just got 5 months off just ahead of the playoffs in the history of this league. Nobody's ever got even a week off before the playoffs, because let's talk about the GOAT. Let's talk about MJ, shall we?
Yeah.
9 times in his career, he played all 82 games. Twice he played 80-plus, so that makes it 11 80-plus years, right? Okay, so how many times did he even get 2 days off before the playoffs started? Never! His last 3 years, the last three-peat, leading up to the last dance in 98, he played all 82, all 3 times, and it was just like, boom, here we go. And in those days, they played a lot of back-to-backs in the playoffs, and it was hard. You might even have to fly and play the next day in the rival city. All of a sudden, you get 5 months off, and your body is fresh. It healed. All these guys, they're not going to feel the aches and pains that you take into the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question. How many people, let's say we take anything, we'll say for the Olympics or we take any other sport. Name the team, name the sport. You take 5 months off and then you go play your championship. Other than Daytona. Daytona is the only thing that you do that. Where they take time off and then their first big race back is the Daytona, which is the biggest race, and they go do it. Do they do that in football? Do they take the whole summer? Do they take, okay, you finish up in February if you win the Super Bowl, and then you take all that time off and say, you know what, July, we back at the Super Bowl. Hey. No, that's not how they do it. That's not how do they do it.
Well,
in baseball.
I know a lot of players that love to be able to do that before the playoffs started. After all, you're beat all to hell. You know this better than anybody.
Yes.
And they get beat all to hell, too, if you play 82 games. All of a sudden, everybody is injured to some degree. And now nobody is injured to some degree.
Well, that's whole, a lot of it, Skip, is about attrition. It's about being able to withstand that mentally. Now you got another mental challenge. Is that we're going to be confined here for up to 3 months.
Oh, spare me.
No,
it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is
that
bad.
With that kind of luxury that you're living in the lap of luxury, it'll be okay. And if you come and tell me, as LeBron often has told everybody, playoffs are all that matter, well then that's it. This is all that you could ever hope for. You get to focus 1,000% on winning a championship.
Skip, it doesn't mean that it's not a grind. That man's going to be away from his family.
Okay.
The man got married for a reason. The man had kids for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get married to go dump them off on Savannah and say, well, Savannah, I'm gone. I'll be back in 3 months.
Mm.
That ain't what he did.
Every time I look up, LeBron's in Las Vegas or LeBron's over here.
Don't worry about that.
I don't know.
Worry about all that.
I can't help it.
All I'm saying is, Skip, is that it's going to be a grind. You know it's going to be a grind. Because it's unfamiliar. All the things that you mentioned about playing a game, then getting on a flight and flying to another city, they've been doing that since they've been in the league. So 5'10", LeBron has been in there 17 years. UD is 40 years of age. So he's been doing it for an extremely long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get used to. You're acclimated to that. And now this is we don't know. They've never seen anything like this. So how do we prepare, Skip? At least somebody's been on the championship team and says, okay, this is the way we've done it. Or you call somebody. Who can you call and says, how do we navigate this? What's the person you can call?
You know what? You could figure this one out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's pretty easy to figure out. And I'm sorry, Giannis, but this one's going to have a big old asterisk beside it.
Giannis.
Because everybody got to heal up before the playoff run. Michael Jordan never got to heal up, and he went 6-0 with 6 MVPs in the finals.
Hold on. Golden State said, hey, I wish we could have had that,
because
that means we could have had a healthy Kevin Durant. Just imagine, we'd have got 5 months off and got a healthy Kevin Durant.
Well, I don't think you wouldn't have gotten him back.
Well, yeah, you would have.
Off his Achilles
tear? Yeah, yeah. Let's just say last year, Kevin Durant's ankle, Achilles is acting up.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of missing a series, he gets to take 4 months off. And guess what? Old orthopedic guy does not have another chip. Because you know and I know, if Kevin Durant's healthy, they're not winning.
By the way, why is an orthopedic guy in that picture?
He's about to be the
MVP of back-to-back finals.
Giannis.
Where is Kawhi Leonard, and why this disrespect shown to him by Undisputed? I want to know now.
Giannis, I just want you to know one thing. There would not be an asterisk by it if you were to win the title. Only if the guy in the middle of the montage that's behind us won the title would there be an asterisk.
Poor Giannis. He's going to have to figure out how to call room service 24 hours a day. That poor man. I don't know how he's going to live through this. He may never be the same.
Man, you don't want to eat room service all the time.
Hey, I do. I would. I used to.
I know you did.
So did you.
What if you were told that we had to be in a bubble to do the show?
We are in a bubble.
We are.
We live in an antiseptic ghost town of a bubble.
Basically. We do. But we're all routine people like these guys. It's going to be interesting. We're going to see how it goes. But I want to move on to how the pandemic is affecting and will affect the NFL season. Because the 2020 preseason will reportedly be trimmed from 4 games to 2. Specifically, week 1 and week 4 have been scrapped. The league is expected to announce the move today, and this comes after the cancellation of the Hall of Fame game as well. So, Skip, I want to start with you. Was shortening the preseason the right move here?
Not only was it the right move, but we need to shorten it even more. And I want to frame all this by saying my paranoia over COVID has run amok. I heard early this morning, the first thing I heard when I woke up is that the United States set a one-day record yesterday for COVID positives. A one-day record? So we're in a big second spike here, right?
Yep.
And it seems to be getting worse, not better. Obviously, we all want, as fans, we want to see the NBA come back, and we obviously want to see the National Football League come back in early September. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me you just cut 2 preseason games, and my whole life right now, it revolves around wearing masks and washing my hands,
mm-hmm.
and listening to Dr. Fauci tell me nothing but doom and gloom,
yep.
that why wouldn't we then just do away with the other two preseason games if that would maximize the chances of avoiding an internal NFL outbreak during training camp that would derail the real season, right? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we do away with it? And this is to a pet peeve of mine. I have wondered for years why college football got away with having zero preseason games. Do they play any preseason games? No.
No.
You can scrimmage yourself, you know, you can do that. But you can't. I've lobbied starting like 30 years ago. Why wouldn't the NCAA allow teams to sort of regionally pick somebody and 2 weeks before your opening game, just have a scrimmage. You don't even have to keep score. You know how it was back in the day?
Yeah.
Just scrimmage. You know, offense, defense, defense, offense.
We would actually play. You'd practice against the team before we actually played.
Right. Wouldn't you do that? Yeah, back in high school, they had these round robins.
We called jamborees.
Okay, jamborees. Okay, there you go.
We would play one team for a half, another team for a half. Okay.
Because you need, especially in football, it's such a complex game, especially, and I don't want to get too deep into the X and O's, but kicking teams, you know, your field goal team, your coverage teams, your kickoff teams, it's hard to keep running people in and out and get the right 11 on the field lined up.
Right.
So you need some quote-unquote real-type games or at least some scrimmages just to get everybody mentally on the same page. Oh, this is how it's got to be done.
Right.
Well, guess what? The NCAA says we don't want in any way, shape, or form to look like pro football. So you get no preseason games.
Right.
Has it hurt the product?
No.
Maybe touch here and there, but it's not discernible to your eye.
Right.
You never turn on the opening weekend of college football and say, this is a disaster.
Right.
I'm ashamed for them, right? Mm-hmm. So what are we about to see? We're about to see a bunch of big games get played. On opening weekend, we got Alabama is scheduled. I don't know if they're even going to play, but they're scheduled to play USC at Jerry World. Well, right out of the box, Coach Saban has to say, oh, my God, can I really throw? He's done it year after year.
Yeah.
Can I throw my team onto the field against a talented team and hope it all sort of clicks on day one? It's a complete crapshoot what you're going to get.
Right.
And you don't think he lies awake at night the night before that game thinking, I wonder if my quarterback, what's he going to look like under fire on national television?
Right.
You just don't know. He's got a brand new starter at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he deserves to have a scrimmage against Central Florida or somebody, you know, just where you just kind of have a home and home every other year. You get together and just have an afternoon of a scrimmage just to try to figure out what it'll look like for real. So to me, I'm all for it to eliminate. I know there's a lot of money on the table, obviously. NFL owners, they require your season ticket holders to buy two home preseason games for the right to have your season tickets that you purchased for the whole year.
Mundo.
Okay? So you're going to lose money. They've already lost a ton of money. And obviously, there are mostly local TV rights, but there are some national games in preseason also.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of money to be lost. I'm talking about ensuring the possibility that we have a clean start on September 13th, which is the first big opening Sunday. The previous Thursday night, we got Houston at Kansas City. I want that to happen, and if it requires no preseason games, so be it.
I want them to take that montage down. I just want to know, why are those guys? Where's Lamar Jackson? Where's my homeboy? Where's Russell Wilson? Y'all got Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, and Aaron Rodgers. I love Aaron Rodgers, but he shouldn't be in that montage.
Huh. Well, the only odd man out is Aaron Rodgers.
Not the only odd man. That guy on the left. Everybody else got their helmet on. He got his hands on his hips.
Well, you got the GOAT.
With moose in his hair.
Got the GOAT, and number four is the highest paid quarterback in pro football.
And it looked like he just sprayed his body with axes or something anyway. Skip Bayless.
I know. He did kind of touch that up, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. Skip, look, I agree with you. I believe this was the logical move, especially since they're going to add this extra game, next year in 2021, they're going to add the 17th game?
That's a good point.
So naturally, you pull a game back. Mm-hmm. Skip, the thing, and I don't know how they came to we're going to cut the first week out and the fourth week out. Skip, look, I remember playing. You play 10 games the first game, then you play about 15, 20, and then you'd play either to the half or midway through the third quarter in the third preseason game.
Yep.
You take the fourth preseason game off. Skip, I was dog-tired the first preseason game because I'd been off for 2 weeks.
Yep. That's a good point.
So basically you're gonna be out 3 weeks. Skip, that's a bye week. Mm-hmm. So you're getting basically a bye week before the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's too much. I think you should play. Look, if you want to take two games out, take two games out. But I don't know about taking the first and the fourth game out. And I get it. Also, Skip, what was transpiring? Nobody was playing their stars. Everybody was sitting out. And fans are like, hold on, wait a minute. You charging me the same price for admission. You charging me the exact same price for concession. And I'm seeing guys that's going to be driving beer trucks and UPS trucks at the end of the year.
And maybe you're not even seeing them because maybe you bought the ticket and you don't even use it.
Exactly. And you're like, hold on, this is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, for me, I'm sad because I made the team because of 4 preseason games. Mm. I wouldn't have made it with 2 preseason games, Skip. I needed every single game. And there's a lot of guys that's like that, that their chances of making a team is going to be limited now because you're going from 4 to 2 preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. And for me, Skip, I needed that extra money. That was $1,000 for a preseason game.
Mm.
I was going to make it. I made $63,000 my rookie year.
Mm.
So I needed that grant. I needed that money. That was rent. Mm. Rent was $550 a month.
You probably saved every penny of it.
I had to do a
probably
few little,
have it.
You know, a little something. Skip, you know me. But I'm just saying, Skip, I get it. And the thing is now with those, how are the guys going to get reps to be seen in practice, Skip? Because I got to get everything I'm doing, I got to gear that towards getting my guys ready that I believe that's going to make this team ready for the season. I don't have a chance to look at a guy, hey, let's look at Sharp today. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he got. Skip, I don't have that luxury because everything I got to do is I got to cater that towards getting ready for the season because I'm limited.
Yep.
But I get what the NFL is doing, Skip, but at the end of the day, if these numbers are true, and there's no reason for me to believe that there's not to be true, and you mentioned this is the biggest spike that we've seen. Even the first wave, we didn't get this kind of numbers in a given day.
That's what is reported.
That's what's reported. Mm-hmm. And you look at the states that's spiking.
Yep.
Hey, probably I'm not an epidemiologist or an infectious disease specialist.
Yep.
But it seems to me the states that open early, Georgia, Florida,
Texas.
Mm-hmm. These are the ones that...
And you could throw California in there. I mean,
Gavin Newsom just stated... But you know what happened? And so, Skip, I'm really hopeful that a season takes place. But, Skip, I just don't see how.
Mm.
How, Skip, would end up without a bubble? And then how you get this many people in a bubble? But, Skip, I agree with you. I like the fact that they're trimming it down. But they're trimming it down, Skip, because nobody was playing in the preseason anyway.
Okay.
Your guy didn't even play in the preseason.
I got that. I think he needed to play a little bit the way it turned out. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
What if, just because we're in the middle of a pandemic,
yes,
what if they say no preseason games, but we are going to try to start on time? September 10th is that Thursday night opener.
Right.
September 13th is the first big opening weekend, or a Sunday.
Right.
What if there are no preseason games? How much will it hurt the quote-unquote product on that Thursday night and that Sunday?
I think you said, and early, Skip, if you watch the games closely, Skip, the first couple of weeks of the season is nothing like the middle or the end of the season. Because now the guys have gotten into a rhythm. Because in the preseason, there's not a whole lot of your starters playing. Your starters might play, what did Tom Brady play, like 10 plays, 20 plays? And that's what we're seeing from most of the guys. Your running backs, your star running backs are not playing at all. You're trying to take all the wear off their body because you're going to put that wear on them during the regular season.
Yep.
And we started seeing fewer and fewer stars. But, Skip, I just don't know how this is going to work, that you got the first and the fourth weeks off and then you got 2 weeks in the middle. Still, the guy's still not going to play. Guy's not going to play the stars because I don't want my guy to get hurt. And that's what we're starting to see. When I play, Skip, starters played. You played in the preseason. I mean, sometimes you played until the fourth quarter in the preseason game. There was none of this stuff, you off this week, and you know you get a couple of plays. No, sir.
I've also seen stars get hurt in the preseason.
Absolutely.
I remember as a little kid, the great Roger Staubach broke his collarbone in a silly preseason game against the Rams. I think it was their second, and that was in the days they played 5 or 6 preseason games. I believe they played 6.
But, Skip, the NFL's like, the owner's like, hold on, that's revenue, Skip. Because I charge you the exact same thing to get in here and the concession.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying, because just imagine, Russell Wilson makes $35 million. Russell Wilson gets $1,500, I think, a game in the preseason.
Yep.
That's a pretty good trade-off, Skip, because ticket prices are the exact, and it's not like they charge 50 cents for tickets as opposed to.
It's almost like it's a you have to buy a seat license to be able to buy your real game season tickets.
Correct.
So you have to pay for these two whether you want them or not.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. No mercy.
Many feel that the signing of Cam Newton restored the Patriots as the strongest team in the AFC East. But a rival coach reportedly thinks there's a chance Cam won't even be their starting quarterback. quarterback. The coach also said he knows for a fact that the Patriots, quote, love Jared Stidham. Shannon, can you see Stidham winning the starting job in this scenario?
Oh, I think I mentioned that Monday, Skip. I can really see Jared Stidham starting week one because, Skipper, he has a decided head, an advantage. He has a year head start, and he knows the playbook, no OTAs, no mini camps. And remember, Skip, they're going to cut the preseason. So that would have been Cam's opportunity to actually play in the game and get some playing time. Now, I don't know how much you leave Cam in there with, you know, a whole lot of backups. And that's normally what happens, Skip. The starter normally only played with starters. You know, they were not putting John Elway in the game, Skip. No. We're backup. As long as the starter was in, there was a good chance John, myself, and the other guys would be in the game. And then when we came out, obviously the backups would go into the ball game. So there's a great chance that Jared Stidham starts week one. I said my surprise would be that if he started week 17, that at some point in time during the season, four, five, six games into the season, unless Jared Stidham is blowing everybody away, they're winning these games, I don't see how Cam, because he's much more talented than Jared Stidham, and he should be up to speed, say, at no later than a month into the season, Skip, I would be surprised if Cam doesn't take this job over and finish the season out at the start. Mm.
Jared Stidham has started zero NFL games.
Zero.
Jared Stidham in his second and final year at Auburn wasn't very good. He lost his confidence. He lost his poise. He basically lost his way because he lost his accuracy and his effectiveness. Mm-hmm. He's an athletic kid with I'll say above average arm. It's a very good arm.
Right.
Not a cannon, but a good arm.
Right.
And you could project him out if he can sort of work through all of his problems at Auburn, which weren't all his fault.
Right.
Then maybe you have something. But do you have Tom Brady? Do you have the next diamond in the rough, this one out of the fourth round?
No.
Cam Newton has played 9 years of NFL football at a supremely high level.
That's
the
correct.
Last four weren't nearly as good as the first five because he was beat up and so were they.
Right.
And so he went 23-23 over his last 4 years. But he had flashes of not just goodness, of greatness
right.
over those 4 years. Mm-hmm. So can he flip the switch now healthy back to 2015? It's certainly possible. So it's preposterous for me to think that Cam couldn't catch up enough to run what I would think would be a new playbook of plays.
Right.
Because Josh McDaniels now has a new responsibility, which I think he a new challenge, which he will embrace, which is, can I figure out a Cam offense?
Right.
Again, there have been numerous reports that the offense was going to change a little bit, if not a lot, even if Tom Brady had stayed.
Yeah.
Because he was, quote, unquote, limited at age 43.
Hey, Skip, I don't know who said it, but I happen to agree with
it. Yeah, you happen to have said that 1,000 times on this show. So the point is, it was hard for me to see Jared Stidham starting game one and then giving way to Cam in game two because the whole offense is going to have to change. They're polar opposite kinds of quarterbacks.
Yes.
So you have to have a whole different approach for Cam than you would have for Jared Stidham.
Right.
Now back to this quote in question, the anonymous quote. When I read it last evening, it rang a bell with me because it resonated in the back of my mind like, oh, wow, that's true. What did we hear from report after report after report out of New England over the last 4 to 5 months? We heard that Belichick loved Jared Stidham, and he was, damn the torpedoes, I'm going forward with Jared Stidham as my starting quarterback.
Right.
Well, is it possible that didn't change?
Sure.
Is it possible that all of a sudden Cam, because of the market dried completely up, became completely available to a coach with little to no salary cap room left,
right.
and Cam was willing to accept a deal that pays him barely over $1 million base. It's $1.05 million
right.
base.
Mm-hmm.
That ranks Cam as the 908th highest paid player in the league.
Right.
908 for an MVP, former MVP?
Right.
That ranks him as the 58th highest paid quarterback in the National Football League on just base salary alone.
Right.
He has an incentive package
right.
that could get him to 7.5.
Right.
But you have to play X number of snaps.
Yeah.
And you have to do X number
you
of
gotta
things.
You got to win and throw touchdowns
right?
and go to Pro
things.
Bowls and all that stuff.
You got to be productive.
Yes.
Is it possible that Belichick said, well, I've got this young quarterback, and I think he's going to be good, but I don't know that for a fact. What if for a year I ease him into the fray by I'll start him, I'll make him my quote-unquote franchise quarterback, but I will play Cam Newton X plays a game in Cam packages that will be explicitly geared toward Cam. I don't know if you want to call them Wildcat, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
These will be our Cam plays. What if Belichick's already decided, hey, Jarrett will start every game until he fails and loses the job,
right,
but that Cam will be an even better Taysom Hill in New Orleans.
Right.
Maybe a much better, obviously, Jalen Hurts. I don't know exactly what he's going to do in Philadelphia, but maybe they're going to be Jalen Hurts packages, right?
Well, Skip, I think we both agreed there had to be some level of that Coach Belichick thought a lot of Jarrett Stidham. He gave him a nickname, which he never gave Tom. And for him to make this leap, Skip, he was like, okay, I'm good. Because he could have easily said, you know what, Tom? We like Jarrett Stidham, but we think he's a couple of years away. So instead of just doing this one-year deal, we'll give you a two-year deal. Mm-hmm. So this year, year 21, Tom would have been in New England and said, okay, now Stidham's ready because he's had 2 years in the system. But that's not what he did. He must have a lot of confidence in Jarrett Stidham that he can get the job done. Now, I don't bring Cam on, and if it doesn't happen, I feel comfortable. I have a veteran quarterback that's played a lot of games, played at a high level for a number of years, a former MVP. So I have that to fall back on. But there's no question in my mind. Mm-hmm. He thinks the world of Jarrett Stidham. And it's up to Jarrett Stidham to make sure he continues that belief in him. Mm-hmm. Because, look, the thing that Coach Belichick value more, his loyalty is to winning. Mm. Not to a particular player, Skip. I think he's shown you that over the years. He values winning more than a particular player. Mm-hmm. So if Jarrett Stidham is winning, Jarrett Stidham's going to keep this job. Mm. If he's not, he's going to Cam Newton, and then it's up to Cam to say, okay, this is my job now. I'm going to show the world why Coach Belichick gave me this opportunity.
Okay. So what is happening right now? We have a huge ego clash between the quote-unquote GOAT coach and the obvious GOAT quarterback.
Yes.
We have a race to see who can win the first Super Bowl without the other guy.
The Lombardi finish line.
Okay, Lombardi finish line. And Tom's got an opportunity to become the first team ever to play in a home Super Bowl because this one's in his stadium.
Right.
So Belichick has to be saying, what would be the most impressive way for me to get to a Super Bowl that would just close my case? Well, it'd be if I took a fourth-round pick, like Tom was the sixth, and I said, I picked him in the fourth round, diamond in the rough. I found him when nobody else really wanted him. And I'm letting him, I'm going to show him, I'm going to teach him how to be the quarterback, the cog in my system that lifts us to the next Super Bowl. That would be a case closer against Brady because people would say, the genius did it again. He did it with somebody else, another nobody, right?
You and I both know the likelihood of him finding another Hall of Fame quarterback. That doesn't happen.
Okay, well, you don't think that's in the back of your mind?
Of course it is. But it's reported that Colonel Sanders, Skip, he sold the original recipe to KFC for $2 million because he said, you know what, hey, I discovered that one, I found another one.
And then what happened?
He never found another one.
Interesting. Okay, well, I don't think Belichick will ever find another one either. But if let's just say, what if Cam starts game one and they take off and Bill has to sort of seed the team up to Cam where it becomes Cam's show, Cam's team.
Right.
Cam is doing his Superman and he is MVP this year.
Bad.
Okay, well, what does it make Belichick look like? Well, people would say, well, Cam's an MVP. You know, like he got to a Super Bowl with the Carolina Panthers. He went 15-1 before. It would take away some of the credit that Bill Belichick would get with Jarrett Stidham.
Skip, can you imagine, be it Cam or Jarrett Stidham, if they have success, what that would do to Coach Belichick? Because remember, when Jimmy Garoppolo plays well, he gets text messages. That's not even on his team. Mm-hmm. That's not even for him.
Text from Coach Belichick. From Coach Belichick. Way to go.
So can you, and now he's doing that for another team. Mm-hmm. Coach Belichick gets nothing out of that except to say, see, I knew. I told you that guy could do that. Mm-hmm. So imagine these guys. Skip, they win 10 games.
Okay, but Cam doesn't give him nearly as much credit as Stid.
Because he picked that guy. Yeah. I mean, Skip, it's just something good. That's my baby.
That's why I'm starting to think this quote had to come from, again, it came from an AFC East head coach. Mm-hmm. I don't think Sean McDermott said it. I could be wrong.
Right.
Maybe Adam Gase. It could be
Flores.
Brian Flores coached under Belichick for what was it, like 9 years?
Yeah,
he would have deep throat contacts.
Yep.
Yes. So if it came from Brian Flores, I'm taking it to the bank. I think we might have missed the boat here. Stidham might just be the starting quarterback.
I just got a feeling they're going to be saying in Boston, they're going to be saying Cam. Mm. Woo, Cam.
You think so?
Yep. No mercy.
Major League Baseball is back, and the season will begin. And we'll be on Fox returning July 25th with Fox Saturday Baseball, and we could not be more excited about this great news for baseball fans across the country. Baseball is back, and of course, America's home for baseball this summer, as always, will be Fox and FS1. Tom Brady only got to play one game with Antonio Brown in 2019, but he might be pushing for his new team to give AB another chance. NFL Network reports that the two have had, quote, continued contact. So, Shannon, can you see AB playing for Tampa this season?
I don't. I think it's a very, very, very minute chance. I think there's zero chance. I don't see them putting AB with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, Skip. AB has worked out with a lot of quarterbacks this offseason. He's worked out with Russell Wilson, Dwayne
Haskins. Posted Russell Wilson yesterday.
Right. Dwayne Haskins. He's worked out with Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, Skip, the unknown, there's still this thing called a suspension that's out there. What good is you signing him not knowing if you're going to be able to have him for the 2020 season?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that's signing players for 2021 when 2020 season haven't even happened yet, Skip. I'm not saying AB doesn't deserve another chance. That's for the commissioner to decide. And what transpired with this still pending litigation.
Yep.
And so with that being said, Skip, and Bruce Arians, this is what Bruce Arians said when he was asked about AB signing in March. He's like, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room, and it's probably not enough money, but it's not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Mm.
What transpired? Did Edwards and Godwin get worse from March to now? I just don't see the fit there. I'm not saying he doesn't fit somewhere. Maybe Seattle might be a good fit, but I don't see the fit in Tampa, so I'm going to say there's zero chance that actually happens.
Mm. Okay, let's start with Tom Brady. This tells you everything you need to know about Tom Brady as a leader, because I always told you I worked with so many expatriates at ESPN who sang nothing but praises of Tom Brady in the locker room. I never heard one negative word about Tom Brady as the leader of the locker room, because he went out of his way to connect with 1 through 53 players.
Right.
And it was real in that it was lasting. He still, when he sees ex-teammates, they all say it's a little crazy, but he'll come up and kiss you on the cheek. That's how close he is to everybody he played with. So in this case, he went out of his way, obviously, to click with AB, and they really clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real because it wasn't fleeting. It's lasted because they have kept in touch. And I believe it's out of Brady's heart, even though I also believe he would love to throw footballs in a real football game to AB again, because you saw what happened in that minute that they played together, right?
Against Miami opening night.
A lot happened, and a touchdown happened. He caught 4 balls for, 53 yards and a touchdown. Okay, so I'm just going to do the hypothetical. Let's just say, hypothetically, that somehow...
It was the second game because they played...
Let's just say that Antonio gets suspended for 8 games. I'm just throwing something out. I have no... you're right. He might not play again, given what's hanging over his head.
Right.
So, but let's say they just say, okay, you're docked 8 games. You can come back in week 9. Let's say that Brady, who by all accounts has been chipping away at Arians and Jason Light and people in Tampa about, hey, I love this guy. And if he comes here, I believe in him, and I believe he will stay within the confines of our system in the locker room. I believe he will not be a disruption and distraction for us.
Right.
Because he wasn't in the brief time that he was in New England.
Right.
Okay. You tell me. If you put, I keep raving about little Scotty Miller, whom nobody knows, but they might, because he might be the next Edelman / Amendola for Tom Brady out of the slot. I believe he was a 7th-round pick out of Bowling Green. Last year he was rookie. This would be his second year. But what if you put AB in the slot in place of Scotty Miller, and you've got 2 Pro Bowlers on the outside, and you got Gronk, You got O.J. Howard, and you got Cameron Brate. You got record-setting. You have indefensible because I don't even know how you would pick the open. Everybody would get open because you could double almost nobody because you would have to account so much for all five receivers out in every pattern.
This is the luxury that Bruce Arians has that no other coach that could potentially coach AB has. He's coached him before. He had him in Pittsburgh.
And he said he didn't love him.
Thank you.
He did. Okay,
now,
I got that.
Skip, that was early in his career. That was before the 600 catch seasons. That was before the All-Pros. Mm-hmm. That was before the Pro Bowls.
Yep.
That's when everybody says he changed. So if he was that, when he was just a guy, can you imagine? Skip, that doesn't go. Skip, let me tell you something. Having played in this league for a long period of time, once you enjoy success, that never leaves you. You still believe you're that guy, even though as you start to slow down. And see, AB has been the guy. Skip, look how he acted when Juju got team MVP, when Juju had more catches. Skip, he lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got two guys, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, like, well, hold on, wait a damn minute. We ain't fettuccine. We good. We made the Pro Bowl last year without him.
Winning can cure all that.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay, it can make fettuccine feel like five-star
restaurant.
Hold on. Wait
a minute. Can it? Tom Brady said he wasn't having fun. He won six titles. Now, which is it?
It's fun to win.
You know? I can't tell.
Hey, if all of a sudden records are falling in Tampa like snow in Foxborough, like 2007 snow in Foxborough, records are falling. You're annihilating everybody. All of a sudden, you would have as explosive an offense as we have ever seen. Okay. And it could be a lot of fun to be even a small part of that offense. If Tom Brady feels like he can sort of manage AB's emotions, and I don't know, a lot of people AB reportedly has been seeing some kind of therapist. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can Tom help manage his emotions that can run away with him and run amok? I don't know. Maybe.
Skip, when guys... Chris Godwin is starting to branch out. People are starting to talk about him as one of the top receivers.
He is.
Mike Evans is like, so hold on. Mm-hmm. Now you mean to tell me, now I've already got a share. I got another guy. You throw him 85, 90 balls. You got to throw me 85, 90 balls. Now I'm going to throw a guy. You're going to throw a guy in the mix that's used to getting at least 150 targets a season?
Okay, that dynamic overwhelmed and crushed young Baker Mayfield last year in Cleveland, his second year as a starter, really his first full season as a starter. It would not crush the psyche of Tom Brady. Tom could figure that out. And I'm going to ask you a question. Who wields more power now in the Tampa organization, Bruce Arians or Tom Brady?
Bruce.
Totally disagree.
Bruce.
You got the GOAT. You got the GOAT at 2 years guaranteed $25 million.
I don't care how prized the GOAT is. Mm. The farmer is in charge of the farm. Mm. He's in charge. And we'll see. Mm. How about 2Ks to do they don't sign AB?
Mm. No, I mean, it's a long shot, but I'm just saying there's a shot. Hey, I would bet you 1,000 cases that Tom Brady right now would like to sign AB.
Oh, he's politicking. Yep.
He is politicking behind the scenes.
Yeah, ain't no question about that.
Okay, now, I hate to bring all this up, but for the sake of this discussion, we have no choice. Let's reiterate what AB is facing, what the commissioner is now investigating, looking deeply into.
Now, he settled one of those.
Okay, well, the first one was he recently was sentenced to 2 years probation after pleading no contest to the battery case that was filed against him involving the moving van driver. Remember that one?
Right.
He beat him up. I don't know what happened exactly, but anyway, he got mad at him. He lost it. He punched him. Whatever happened, he got 2 years probation, so that's done.
Right.
But when we're talking about conduct unbecoming in the National Football League, it qualifies as very...
But he's going to probably get some suspension for that, Skip.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay, now, still pending is a civil suit in which a woman has accused AB of sexual misconduct and rape. And by the way, just for the record, he has now countersued that woman.
Right.
Okay, but last year, as you remember via Sports Illustrated, another woman came forward, an artist who had done some work for AB, who also accused him of sexual misconduct, and then allegedly, AB threatened her, like maybe that next night,
right,
via group text, which hastened his departure in New England.
Right.
Am I right about that? Okay, so that is all hanging over his head right now.
Right.
The NFL reportedly continues to investigate. I don't know how the Glazer family, who owns and sometimes operates the Buccaneers, mm-hmm. who preside over the Buccaneers, how would they react to this kind of charge against Antonio, even if he's eventually cleared of it?
And all those, Skip, the reports that they're investigating, mm-hmm. I can assure you that's been on the back burner, mm-hmm. considering that COVID is going on, and they got bigger issues in 2020 than worrying about AB. Yep. So I don't know how, it's on the back burner, but I don't know how close it's to the front burner of something being discussed in the league's office, because they got a lot of bigger fish to fry right now.
So to your point, is it possible AB's career is virtually over? It's possible, yeah. It's possible he won't play again. But again, if he served a half a year suspension, mm-hmm. is it also possible he would wind up a Buccaneer? Well, if he's going to play anywhere, I got a feeling that Tom Brady will make sure it's in Tampa.
I would say probably Seattle.
Maybe.
Washington definitely could need some help.
Yeah, they need a lot of help. and that's fine with me as a Cowboy fan. I don't want to see AB in Washington. Thank you.
Why not?
Well, he's still really good. He is dynamic.
Yeah. No mercy.
The Cowboys officially have 2 weeks left on the clock to finalize a long-term contract extension with Dak Prescott. But according to Ryan Clark, the situation is already very telling. He said, quote, "When you have a franchise guy, you don't get to this point. When you have a franchise guy, you don't risk this." So, Shannon, is this the beginning of the end for Dak in Dallas?
I definitely think it's created bad blood, Skip. And I agree with Ryan, is that, Skip, normally we don't see quarterbacks get to this level, especially if you believe in them. Now, we saw a situation in Washington with Kirk Cousins that they didn't believe in him. And that's why they keep doing it, Skip. And I don't care what anybody tells you. When they put the tag on you, they're betting against you. They're betting that you can't do what you did the previous season. Mm-hmm. They're betting you can't do it again. Mm-hmm. They were so convinced that Kirk Cousins' season was a fluke. Guess what, Skip? They put the tag on him. And then when he played well, they say, you can't do that again. He did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, you know what? It's just cost prohibitive for us. We got to let you walk. And that's why I'm afraid, because it's like the Cowboys look at it like, yeah, he's good, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. Well, damn, nobody's Patrick Mahomes. You're talking about something we had probably never seen before, Skip Bayless, and a guy that had this level of success this early in the season as a true young player. Now, Kurt Warner had success like this, Skip, but Kurt Warner was like 28, 29 years of age. This kid's like 22. So I agree. And look, he's won two division titles, Skip. He's won Rookie of the Year. I don't really know what you're going to really ask more of him. Yeah, sure, you'd love to see a situation where he gets to, like Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl. But, Skip, you look at what Russell had around him from a defensive perspective, and they were a running team with beast mode. It's different than what Dallas, because Dallas last year morphed into a team that they really put the ball in Dak's hand, considering that they fell behind in so many games mm-hmm. trying to establish the run. Skip, I'm a firm believer in this. If you don't know what you have after 4 years, you're never going to know what you have. Skip, it's almost like a relationship, you know, the girl say, well, you know what? If you meet my family, we can get serious. Okay, I go meet a family. Well, if you get a haircut, Skip, I cut my hair. If you go to church with me, I go to church with her. And she keep giving me all these things I need to do, and she ain't ready to commit. At some point in time, Skip, I got to wise up. So you know what? I'm going to start going back to the club. I'm going to start hanging out with my homeboy, and I'm going to let my hair grow out again, and I ain't going back to church with you. Mm-hmm. That's it. So Dak, at some point in time, Dak going to say, you know what, Cowboy? Later for y'all. Jenny, stop laughing. I know you over there laughing, Jenny.
I'm going to leave all the Dr. Love stuff alone for now. I want to make this statement up front. Trust me on this. Jerry Jones believes far more in Dak Prescott than Dan Snyder ever believed in Kirk Cousins. Trust me on that. That is a truth, truism. My friend Ryan Clark at ESPN says, when you have a franchise guy, you don't let it get to this point. Well, the Hall of Famer across from me has taught me two things can be true. You do have a franchise guy.
Yeah.
But it got to this point because you do believe in him and you do want to make him right here, right now, the highest paid player in all of pro football. But the problem is he thinks he's Patrick Mahomes, and his agent also believes he's Patrick Mahomes. So they want so much money that when Patrick Mahomes does get paid, which could be sooner than later, they don't want their deal to get rendered obsolete, as in, wait a second, Patrick got that much more? They want so much right here, right now from Jerry Jones that it will remain competitive with Mahomes' money when he gets his money. That's hard to do because...
And Deshaun.
Okay, and Deshaun, which isn't quite going to be Mahomes' money, but again, Patrick Mahomes was just the MVP of the Super Bowl. He won an MVP, period, end of story. He's already done that at whatever age he is. I don't even know what he is, 23 or 22, whatever he is. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. You got me on that one. But Jerry's saying, Dak, I can't give you $40-plus million because I'm betting too much money on what you're going to be. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be good, but you're right now 1-2 in the postseason. Right now, all I know about what you did for me last year was we went 8-8 and you missed the Pro Bowl. You didn't make it for you. You made two of them, but you didn't make it last year. And going into last year, all the NFL players voted on the top 100. These are all player votes. And Dak, you didn't even make the top 100 going into last season. And that was coming off a Pro Bowl year and a year in which we actually won one playoff game and came close to winning a second one out here in L.A. against the Rams. But last year, you didn't validate it with another great year. It was a very good year. It was a big statistical year. But to the Hall of Famer's point, they kept falling behind, and there were a lot of empty calorie garbage yards thrown for in fourth quarters against Green Bay and at Chicago that probably shouldn't count in the biggest picture of how you're evaluating how you're going to pay that man number four. I remain a huge fan of him on and off the field. But again, when it's $40 million, two things can be true. He's your franchise guy, but you can't completely overpay him because is he that guy? Is he Patrick Mahomes? So here's what I think Jerry decided. Okay, young man, I have the ability, thanks to the collective bargaining agreement that you signed off on, I have the power to say, I tag you, you're it. But you get tagged at a high rate. You get $31.4 million. Mm-hmm. And if I turn around and tag you again next year, you get $37 million. That's pretty good money, right?
Yep.
You're very well paid. Jerry's saying, I'm going to pay you very well to show me in either this coming year or the second year that you're tagged that you can take us on a deep playoff run, maybe a Super Bowl run. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, oh, all bets are off. I'll give you Mahomes money.
Right.
That's what Jerry's saying to a guy that I believe he does love to a point. He is a franchise quarterback. You do want to build. I always tell you, he's my 10th-ranked quarterback. He's just barely in the top 10. Well, that's pretty good. Out of 32 teams, he's the 10th-best quarterback. I want to keep him. I don't want to see him walk. But by the same token, what have I always told you from the start about my history watching tagged players? Never seems to work out. It's bad blood on both sides.
Yep.
You don't trust me. I don't trust you.
Right.
You know, I'm suspicious. You're suspicious. I'm wary. You're wary. It doesn't feel right.
Yep.
And you're kind of playing in spite of each other. You're looking side-eyed at each other, right?
Yep.
So it's the beginning of the end, usually, when you tag somebody. It means that at some point, they're probably going to hit the market.
Yep.
And maybe in 2 years, he hits the market. But if he hits the lottery, as in gets to or wins the Super Bowl, I think Jerry then says, okay, break the bank for this young man. It's time to pay him.
Whatever's going
to
happen, because he's going to break the bank. Because, Skip, the thing is that Dak's looking at, Dak says, you know what? You never gave Tony Romo this kind of hassle by getting his money. You made him the highest paid, and nobody thought Tony Romo. And look what I've done. I was rookie of the year, won your two divisions right out the box.
Okay. I don't think Tony Romo was asking for the kind of money that Dak is asking for now.
He didn't have anything. They redid his contract. He didn't even ask for his contract, wasn't him up. At least Dak says, you know what? I done got all the way in the house. I done sat down. I done did everything you've asked me to do, Jay. I done cut the grass. I've done everything. I washed the car. I've done everything.
Well, has he done? He hasn't done everything.
Everything.
He's won one playoff game in 4 years.
If somebody would have told you a fourth-round draft pick that was going to come in and he was going to have the success, what fourth rounder you know that done that?
All I know is the Hall of Famer across from me, nearly every game last year, he gave Dak Prescott an F, as in failed. And that's what Jerry's saying. Well, Shannon Sharpe thinks he's a...
Let me ask you a question. Bust. Who's the better quarterback, Andrew Luck or Dak Prescott? Because Andrew Luck don't have that on his resume. Mm. Andrew Luck ain't got that, what he got. Mm. This dude, rookie of the year, won in two divisions.
Andrew Luck said no mas. He just said, I quit. I can't do it anymore.
They beat him down.
Okay. Well, I think I'm sticking with number four.
And that's what I'm saying, Skip.
Yeah.
Go on and get that man, Jerry.
Okay, give him what? Remember, on the table, reportedly right now, is enough that would make him the highest paid quarterback or player in all of pro football.
I do not want to be in Jared Goff's bracket when it comes to guaranteed money. Mm. I need to be higher. And you know what, Skip? You see that big old board they got? Mm. At SoFi? They got a board, a video board that's the whole length of the football field. Mm-hmm. 2.2 million pounds.
Okay. So?
Y'all got one of them boards, too. Jared should open it up during playoff season so y'all can watch other teams play in the playoff because y'all won't be there. Mm.
Okay, well, so if we're not going to be there, then Dak doesn't deserve
money. Whoa. What they got to do?
That's what you just said. Game over.
Your defense. You got, look at all the high-dollar defense you got. You got Gerald McCoy now, and you got D-Law. You got Jalen.
Yeah.
What? Hold on.
It's going to be much better.
Oh, I forgot. Hey, you got CD.
Mm-hmm.
CD Law, CD. We got CD. Come this season, you know what I'm going to see? Mm. I'm going to see the L's pile up.
Really?
That's the CD I'm going to see. CD L's pile up. L, CD, CD L's.
Really? I'll take CD over AD any day.
AD
As in Laker AD. I'll take
you better stop
yes,
it.
I will.
Yeah, you better stop it. You ought to stop.
What do you have against CD Lamb, Shannon? Like, where did that come from? Come on.
CDL.
You don't even know what you're missing right now. And we will, Skip and I, remind you of that this season. No mercy.